as much as we can do, or just take questions from the audience. Let's begin. Turn off my cell phone? Baita, you have to hear that little jingle that my daughter put on my cell phone. I put it down today. I was teaching a class. It has some kind of beat to it, you know? I don't even know. It starts dancing with the cell phone on the thing. Ooh, real rocky music. Let's start talking about... let's start from the beginning. Let's go as we would through the order of the day, beginning from Erev Pesach. Okay, that's really what we're going to start. I will pick up kashering in the middle, because kashering is able to be done until the end, preferably the end of the fourth hour of the day. And so therefore, I will begin with the search of the chametz. Bedikas chametz starts at what time do we start searching for the chametz? Please remember that they're going to turn your clock. It's going to be very late this year at the Seder. Seder's going to start, the davening will be over. 8:30? By the time this Seder starts, it'll be 9 o'clock. So you have to make provisions for that, and the children should rest. Children should rest and should try to accommodate the children as much as possible and make them available and keep them up as long as possible in order to participate in the performance of all the mitzvahs of the Seder. That's the chinuch. That is true. That's true. By me, the Seder moves very quickly. I don't get bogged down too much with, you know, I just move. One or two observations, just move along. Anything that people want to say, and if it's so burning, do it during the meal. And usually most of the things are not discussed. We have chametz. We're searching for the chametz. 8:20. 8:20, we'll start searching for the chametz. There's a lot of preparation before the search of the chametz. The women prepare. They have the yeoman responsibility and obligation to make sure that the house, you know, is prepared properly and is free of the chametz. The responsibilities of how people are bodek runs the gamut. Some people spend hours and hours and hours, and other people, you know, are a little bit quicker. I don't want to say much more than that. But obviously the mitzvah is not to put just 10 pieces of chametz down. Obviously that's not the mitzvah. It is to check all the areas that chametz might be. If the wife had cleaned out a particular place, and with certainty it's known that there is no chametz in there, for the most part, people do not check that part, though some people do. We it's different custom. Regarding all surface areas in the house should be checked thoroughly. Cars should be checked. Pockets should be checked. Vacuum bags should be thrown out. Please don't leave the vacuum bags in the with the chametz in it over Pesach. You don't want to do that. And attention has to be paid to the fact, you know, that the chametz should be disposed of at a proper time. Hopefully that the pickup will be in such a fashion that you shouldn't leave it in the garbage can if you have chametz. You should take it out of your garbage can. You should put it in plastic bags and put it on the curb outside of your property. If not, try to find a place where you can really discard it or whatever it is, or put the chametz in a separate place and just get rid of that chametz that's there. But you surely don't want the chametz that should be in your possession when the time of the prohibition begins. What? But it's in your rishus. Yeah, but you don't want it in your rishus. You don't want it in your rishus. You haven't sold it. And it doesn't help. Bittul doesn't help. Bittul doesn't help. It's, we have two things. We have bittul and we have either mechira destroying it. We don't just make mevatel. Yes?
The curve is theoretically like our property, but it's still considered hefker.
Put it around, don't leave it on your rishos. I don't know how you're going to do that. If you have a day, no, we're going to have a little bit of a problem, right?
You can't leave it out there.
All right, so make some kind of a way in which you're going to do it, Rabosai.
I can't get rid of
some ammonia. You find a nice place, your neighbor. You know what I mean? Just take it and that's what I would do. All right, 8:20, we're going to be down. So what are you going to do? We're going to go ahead and we clean and we make a bracha. There are people that are going to go away for Pesach. For those people who go away for Pesach, what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to make what? The bedika before they go away. And they will make it, if it's not on the night, right, before Pesach, then they will be bodek without a bracha. They'll be bodek without a bracha. Okay? And then what will they go ahead and they do? Wherever they go, they will then, if they have a room, they will have to be bodek with a bracha, the room that they have. If they have a hotel room, then that's their rishus. And if they rent that place, that means that's where they have a chiyuv, and they're bodek with a bracha, the place that they have. That's the halacha. And for those people who go off to Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that they go ahead and they assign to the rabbi the responsibility to sell the chametz on their behalf. And a special mechira has to be made at an earlier time, because by the time the mechira is made, the sale is made, when we would do it on the morning, you have Erev Pesach, it is beyond the time, it's already in Eretz Yisrael, the Zman Iser. So we have to do two mechiras, one for the people in Eretz Yisrael, and a special mechira for the, and the regular mechira for the people that are in America. As such, one who goes to Eretz Yisrael should identify when he asked the rabbi to sell the chametz that he's going to Eretz Yisrael, or that they're going to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So the halacha is that we search for the chametz. It should begin immediately after nightfall, the air of 50 minutes, 40 minutes after, and then the halacha is that after you go ahead and you do that, you say the kol chamir v'chamia, yes, and then you go ahead and do what? The next time you will say the kol chamir v'chamia, that will be what? That will be the morning of what? Of the Yontif, right before Erev Pesach. That will be, and when you will say that, it will be the last time that you'll be eating chametz. When you say kol chamir v'chamir, you cannot eat afterwards chametz, because what you have done is you've been mevatel, you have removed from yourself all ownership and all of those things, and you have made, you understand, the declaration that everything should be null and void, kafra dara, and if you happen right in another entomist donut, it's not acceptable. That means at the time that you want to say kol chamir v'chamia, you have to be able to know in your mind that you, on behalf of all the people in your family that you're doing it for, it's not only for you, it's for your kids, it's your wife, it's the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. So they all have to be in sync. You understand that this declaration, which covers all of these parties, indeed they're in consonance with you in the sense that they have finished eating their chametz. So please make note of that. The last time that one can eat chametz is at what time? Because we have, at this particular time, we've already changed the clock. It's something like 10:45. 10:45, very late. Okay? Now, when do we have to sell the chametz, and when does it have to be, you understand, that one cannot have any more benefit from chametz? At 11:50. 11:50, very late this year. 11:50, that is the end of the fifth hour. You stop eating chametz at the end of the what? Fourth hour. And so the difference is, you understand, about 75 minutes, it's now about an hour, you understand, shoz manios, because the length of the day is greater. Therefore, that's why there is such a difference between the fourth and fifth hour because we add additional time reflecting the length of the day. Okay? The chametz should be burnt at that particular time, yeah, before 11:51, and it should be said, the kol chamir v'chamiyah, and the one who should do it should be the bala bayis. It should not be really assigned to anybody else. Yeah? It is particularly important that the bala bayis do it. So I would suggest that if it's possible to go ahead and finish the chametz earlier to give the opportunity the head of the household to be the one to say the kol chamir v'chamiyah, even if it will be a little bit earlier, but nevertheless, it's according to the halacha, it's much better that he should do it himself. The halacha is that when do you kash the erev Pesach, I get shyless. Rabbosai, Moronav, Rabbosai, I got shyless. Yeah, I remember, do you understand, that somebody called me up once, 4 o'clock Pesach afternoon, erev Pesach. I still haven't finished kashering. That's nothing like the mice of Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe got a shayla. A rav called him up. He forgot to sell the chametz.
I remember.
You tell the bala about them. They say he wasn't happy. He forgot to sell the chametz. It's so nerve-wracking. You have to know to be a rav. It's very distressing. You know, even the sale is only the rabbanon, because really meikar hadin, you understand, the declaration suffices. It's a takanas chachamim to go ahead and to sell it. It's not a din d'oraisa. There are five kinyanim. There are five different types of acquisition that the Gentile does in order to secure and purchase this chametz. There is unprecedented. Even when you get married, you don't make five kinyanim. It's kesef. If you want shtar, but no, five kinyanim. Five. It puts such an enormous burden, you know, psychological, you know. You do it with a group of other rabbanim. It's a very, you know, it weighs heavily. You know, I'm always looking at my watch, Erev Yontif, you know, just to make sure that I shouldn't miss the time. I remember that Maisa from Reb Moshe, you know. Anyway, so kashering should be completed when? He had no later, if possible, than the end of the fourth hour.
10:45.
That would be 10:45. Okay? All right. The halacha is like this. Does anybody have any questions about this? Anything about the bedika? Please, now, I'm just trying to just go over. So this is called the bedika. All right? Any questions about Bedikas Chametz? Yes?
Do you have to say the Kol Chametz is burning the Chametz?
Yes. So that's the takonet. Everybody should be finished at that time. And the reason why you do it at that time, because otherwise you'll forget.
Right.
And the reason why you're doing it a second time, because the first time you do it, you still leave over the opportunity to eat Chametz. So you're only being mavatal, negating only the chametz that you don't know about. And you're reserving the right from the time that you say the kol chamira at the night to yet benefit from chametz that you choose to eat what? From the time that you do the bedik at night until the next day in the morning. And therefore you're only mevatel that chametz that you have no knowledge about. So therefore, the one that you do, if you don't say it again, you weren't mevatel that. If you knew you have a box of Entenmann's donuts and you had in mind that that's not to be mevatel, and then you went ahead and did what? You put it aside, and then you burned and you forgot, you understand, to say the kol chamira, and we got a problem. So therefore they say they were knowing to say it at the time that they burn it in order that that should be a reminder for the person, otherwise he'll forget.
Does my wife need to be present in the
life? No. You can say it for the behalf of everybody. Nobody has to be present. Yes?
What if you have a person who works the day of Pesach and they find somebody else to burn it?
It's preferable that you should go ahead and you should do it. But if you can preferably ask somebody else to burn it. But make sure you say to, I would say to Kol Chamira before I leave in the morning for work. And get rid of it and not have any more chametz. If he's going to leave...
Yeah, but he's got chametz that he gave to somebody else. Shouldn't he think
if he, if matters, if he still, the family still has intention to go ahead and what do you call it again? If there's no more intention to eat. So let him say the kol chamir v'chamiyah, you know, and let somebody burn it. He'll know. He tells them he can't eat any more chametz. What do you mean he knows? Doesn't know. And I'm sure most people are Pesach, the Erev Yom Tov already, no? Are people still eating chametz?
A lot of people go out to Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Dunkin' Donuts, so that's not in your reshus. Yes. No, you can take it with you. You should take it with you where you are and go ahead. Because you're doing the bedikah. You are doing the bedikah. Wherever you're going, if you can, take the chametz with you, and then you say the kol chamira and destroy it where you're going. The only thing is that the bedikah, there are two parts. There's a kol chamira that you do with the bedikah when you search the house. And then when you finish with that, you say kol chamira v'chamiya. Then you have the chametz in your possession, the 10 pieces or whatever it is. Take that with you. And in the morning, on Erev Yontif, when you destroy that, you go ahead and you say the kol, the second kol chamir v'chamir.
She's going away, and if she's not going to get there before the fifth hour...
Wherever she's going at the time, you know, she's, when
yeah,
is she going
to... She's on a plane, she can't burn the chametz.
All right, so then what are you going to do? So then, you know, do it before you leave. Before you leave, do it. Doesn't have to be then. Do it before you leave.
Right.
Next. No, that's it. One formula for everybody. All firstborn males, right? What's the halacha? All firstborn males have to what? Fast. And if you have a what? Yeah. And if you have a child that's a bechor.
You have to start.
From what time, how old to how old?
Until bar mitzvah
age. From when? What? From 30 days.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
You know that every year I have to give you something new. From 30 days? From 30 days until when? Until bar mitzvah, the halacha is what do you have to do? If you have a bechor, then you have to fast for that child. That's what you wanted? Now that's what you got. Yeah, you have to go ahead and you have to fast, you know what I mean, for that child. And then if you have to participate in the Siyam, if you don't participate in the Siyam, we've had it. Every year I got it. They're fasting. So those people that are on their way, you know, to these exotic places, you know, soaring in the aeroplane, you know, they're going to be fasting a whole day. Until such time you hear that they're able to do till after Seisa Kochavim. The tainus goes till Seisa Kochavim. There's only one other tainus that you have on a Friday, the Marshal, you know, that goes into a Shabbos or which are Sara B'Teves on a Friday. Okay? Anybody have any questions about that? Okay. All right? So we have now. Yeah, the tainus bechorim, and you know, right? Right, tainus bechorim, then all of the siyum, yeah, exempts a person from having to worry about that. Now, we have another issue, and that is, what are we going to do regarding the halachos of erev yontif regarding melacha? As you know, there are certain halachos that one is required to observe from chatzos. What time is chatzos this year? About a 1:11. About 1:11 is chatzos. The halachas on Erev Pesach with regarding chatzos is that this is the time when the Korban Pesach, yeah, was eaten, brought. And since the Korban Pesach was brought then, the halacha is that there were melachas, there were certain amounts of work that one did not do during this period of time. And I would like to share with you just these halachas because these are things, you know, that we are, you know, we're not, you know, focusing on, that we may not be aware of. The halacha is with regarding these halachas from chatzos, they follow the basic principle of those melachos that one is permitted and not permitted to do on Chol HaMoed. And so the Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do melacha if it's not Mitzorech Yontif. It has to be for the need of Yontif. Maisa Hedyot, Maisa Uman. If it's a Maisa Uman, you understand, it has to be what? It has to be a Dover Avud. It has to be something that would represent a loss. These are intricate halachas, you know. And I really, you know, it would take up the whole class for me to go over the halachas of Chol HaMoed. So let me just share with you that the halachos, generally speaking, of after chatzos, the type of work and activity you're allowed to do, would mirror basically the laws of Chol HaMoed. Okay? So please take attention to that halacha. And then if there are particulars that you want to ask me about, please feel free to call me, and I'll be happy to go over the different halachas regarding Erev Yontif. There is one major difference between Chol HaMoed and Erev Yontif. And that is that after Chatzos, you're allowed to ask a goy to do malacha for you, a Gentile. Where you're not allowed to ask a Gentile to do malacha that's prohibited on Chol HaMoed. This is a very important halacha. I'll give you a marshal. When should you take a haircut? After Chatzos or before Chatzos? What happens if you didn't? The halacha is, you can have a goy, go ahead, you go to a non-Jewish barber, but you can't go to a Jewish barber to have your haircut done. After Chatzos. That's where you would have a practical nafgamina, the difference that would apply in that case over there. Yeah? Le Marshall, yeah? Laundry, all of these things should be done when? Dry cleaning, all of this should be done what? Before Chatzos. There's also a very important halacha, you should cut your nails before what? Chatzos. If you didn't before, do it before Chatzos. Could you do it after Chatzos?
Yes.
Yes. If you forgot to look at your nails or you didn't cut them your hair during your hair before Yontif, are you allowed to cut them during Yontif, during Chol HaMoed? Yes or no? No. If you don't cut your nails before Chol HaMoed, before Yontif, you can't do it during Chol HaMoed. So please just make a mental note of that. But you don't have to cut them. If you look at them and see it doesn't have to be cut, that's also just as good. And then what happens, comes Chol HaMoed, and you can cut them, because now you need it. But you can't be what? Lackadaisical before Yontif, and now make amends what? During Chol HaMoed. That's the principle.
What is tzar?
Tzar? What does tzar mean?
I mean, let's say the nail is too long.
Why?
Maybe on your feet.
Why did you do it before Yontif?
You didn't think of it.
That's the problem. Okay? Yes?
Somebody cuts the nails every Arab Shabbos. Arab Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, I mean, they cut the nails.
Say it again?
They cut their nails every Arab Shabbos. Okay? From Arab Shabbos, Chol HaMoed.
Should not do it. Yeah, it's a special din in Yontif that you have to check before Yontif. Okay? Anybody have any questions about that? Erev Yontif, anybody have any questions about Erev Yontif?
The preparation for the Seder, not any problem.
Are you allowed to use a washing machine, Erev, what do you call it again? Erev Pesach? After Chatzos?
No.
Yes.
Before.
If it's Litzorech, what? Litzorech Yontif. Are you allowed to iron before?
No.
Yes. As long as it's not a Maisa Uman. Most of us don't know how to do that. A Maisa Uman means a professional. You're allowed to do it what?
In other words,
if it's Litzorech, what? Litzorech Yontif.
The women can't do it?
Yeah.
Like ironing?
Yes, they could.
But that's like a Maisa Uman.
They are not Maisa Umans, generally speaking.
I don't know about that.
So
they don't make holes in the cloth.
A Maisa head yoke does not have to be a real head yoke, you know what I mean? Head yoke does not mean a dummy, you know what I mean? There's a difference between a professional job and not making holes. Right. Anybody want to have any other halachas about Erev Yontif? What about a very prominent halacha every year people call me up about? Eating. Some people don't eat matzah from when?
From
yeah, they don't eat what? From Rosh Chodesh. Let's take the normative situation. When don't we eat matzah? Yeah, we don't take, when? No, that's not normative. Normative, when do people eat Erev Yontif? The halach is that Erev Yontif people are not supposed to eat matzah. Why? It should be eaten what? B'tei Avon. What does that mean? It should be done with a what? With a sense of what? Anticipation, a sense of pleasure. What else can't a person, Erev Yontif, be able to do? A person shouldn't on Erev Yontif use matzah meal in any item that is baked. You should not use matzah meal, Pesach tikka matzah meal in anything that's baked. From when? From the beginning on Erev Pesach. What are you allowed to use matzah meal? On things that are what? Cooked. LaMarshall, what's that? Knedlach. So if you're having cake, so you shouldn't do it. If you're using what? You'll have gefilte fish, or you'll have knedlach, then you're allowed to have matzah meal inside in it. Or cake meal. Cake meal, matzah meal, it's all the thing. It's all the wheat product. You understand? So things that are made with matzah meal cannot be eaten on Erev Pesach if it's baked. Cooked, you can do it.
Well, you can bake it for that night.
Erev Pesach.
You can bake it what?
For that.
Yeah, you can bake it. There's no problem baking it. Just make sure you don't do what, Harry? Sample it.
Erev Pesach up until the Seder itself.
You what?
As soon as
when you get up in the morning, light. I don't know. You know what I mean? Erev Pesach. You know when you get up. You know when you get up in the morning. Okay. Does anybody have any shyness about this? You really shouldn't. You know, Rabosai, eat too much. You're allowed to eat fruits and other things and kenedlach up to really about the 10th hour.
Apple.
Yeah. You shouldn't have why. The 10th hour already, you know, that's pretty much toward the end of the day, Rabosai. Maybe that's, I don't know exactly how it figures out, you know, 5 o'clock or whatever. Why? Because you should go into the yontif, what? Yeah, with an appetite. So therefore, the halach is that one should be careful about that, that they shouldn't go ahead. Egg matzah! When is the last time you're allowed to have egg matzah?
Monday morning.
On Erev Pesach. For those people. End of the fourth hour.
No.
The end of the fourth hour is the last time that you can have egg matzah. Even though egg matzah is a chumrah. I don't mean a chumrah, means that it is a stringency because of the concern that what? The process that using fruit juices might hasten the chimut, you know, and will process and gender that there will be chametz tikka product as a result of that. For children or elderly people, halacha is they're allowed to have egg matzah. But it should be put in a what? In a separate place, away, that it shouldn't get mixed up with what? Shouldn't get mixed up with other things. What? Right, because you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah with egg matzah. Even for those that are sick, you can't have it. Okay, Rabosai? Good? Yes. Fourth hour is about 10:45. A.M. 10:45, which is very late this year. Yes? You don't have to have egg matzah shalosh shudis.
Not this year, but when the Shabbos.
You have a very early shalosh shudis. Okay, no, you should not. No, definitely not. Okay? Baruch Hashem, it's not this year. Erev Pesach and Chal Yom Shabbos. You know, that's a separate class. That's like a two-part series. You know, that's called A and B, right? Remember, Harold? What? All right? Yeah, next year you're here. Yeah, A and B. All right. Anybody have any shyness about Erev Pesach? We did Erev Pesach good this year. We know what? We know the foods. The malachis that you're allowed to do, the haircuts, the type of things that's l'tzorach moed, the Tzorach Yontif you're allowed to do. Anybody have any other questions about Erev Pesach? Anything about Bedikas Chametz? You don't have to move big, heavy things. Somebody called me up, moving dresses, moving refrigerators, moving stoves, moving ovens. Mishagas. You don't have to do that. You don't have to, it's not a place. You have to take apart the car. Undo the screw, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, Cole, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you can't, of course, I know, I looked at your face, I knew it. You go ahead, you don't have to, you know, actually, you're my God, you know, the Cheerios and the thing, it's mamacher repository of coming, some of these cars. And what do? And how far do you have to worry? So you go in where your normal reach of your hand would be, that one traveling would come to find that chametz, that is the chametz that you are bodek, that you have to get rid of and make sure that it's not present. But you don't have to bring it to the mechanic that he takes apart the car. You understand? And takes the floorboard apart. And then you go ahead and take out all that chametz. That is not halacha. But both say, you know, we have a rational and sane Torah. The mitzvahs were not given to mach meshuggah. And if at the end of the day you're meshuggah, then you know that you haven't been doing it right. That's the most important thing you'll learn from this whole class. Mach nish meshuggah. Yes, Harold.
Do you have items like in medicine cabinet or something that have come in from Can you sort of designate shelves? 100%.
But I would not, please, one thing I would do, please, I just, you know, I get this shiloh all the time. You know, this is also part of the preparation. I'm happy you brought this up. I don't like when you take a freezer and make half the freezer chametz and half of it Pesach thick. You know what I mean? Or you're going to have, you know, one shelf chametz and one shelf Pesach thick. We don't even do that in the stores. Oh, please remind me. I want to tell you. You should be very careful about purchasing Pesach Dika products. In Giant, Safeway, in any store that's not a VOD store. I'm not talking about after Pesach. I'm talking about before Pesach. Before Pesach could be a bigger problem than after Pesach. Because before Pesach, it has happened more than one time to me personally where I've gotten a call where somebody has brought to the table the best Pesach Knedlach that they ever ate. And you know why it was the best Pesach Knedlach that they ever ate? Because it was chametz. You have to be psychologically healthy to survive that. You have to have a lot of shalom bias. Terrific shalom bias. Forget about all these pitch of gears. Kochamir vachamir, ba 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 ba. Mamish at the table, zets it off the table. It happened already twice to me. I spoke to other rabbonim. I thought maybe some reason the Eibishter doesn't look favorably on me. You know what I mean? That such a thing should be. I don't want to say Baruch Hashem, but my colleagues, you understand, have had the same experience. What happens is a stock boy will take from a chametz dika, product, not knowing anything, and he will put it, you understand, on the Pesach dika thing, and inadvertently, matzah mail, cake mail, you know, all these boxes, you know. I wrote a letter once to these organizations that they should have it color-coded, the difference between the Pesach dika and the chametz. Obviously, it was shut down because, you know, they want to sell this product after Pesach. And you'll see it after Pesach with the color coding. They're going to think, well, this is old stuff. And so you won't go ahead and buy it. But Lamais, I thought it was a very good idea, would be a big takana that people would have instant recognition. So please be very careful if you're going to do it. My suggestion is buy it by an appropriate place. I can't tell you the VOD is infallible. We are not. But we put extra mashkichim and extra surveillance, and make extra checks many, many times a day down the aisles of all of our facilities to make sure that chametz sticker products are not on the shelves. Yes. Anybody have any questions? Yes.
So, would it be preferred to cover up the shelves in the medicine cabinet, for example, or?
Why is the medicine cabinet closed? That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's closed, but let's say you may need medicine during testing.
That's a big. It's not so pushy. Let me explain something to you. When I sell the chametz, I don't just sell the chametz by you. You know what I do also? I rent the place where the chametz is on. That shelf belongs to him.
Not the utensils, I hope.
I'm not selling no utensils, is it?
Okay.
I'm selling only the chametz that's in the utensils, right? You have not had to go to the mikveh in all these years with your kalim. And if this will not be the first year, you have to worry. Do you understand, Harold? So that shelf where the chametz is the shelf that I rent.
But within the medicine cabinet, let's say there are, just for argument's sake, two shelves. So you designate one shelf for the chametz and one shelf for not chametz.
I'm not a happy camper. That's what I said. You shouldn't really do that. You shouldn't have that, just like you shouldn't have a designated place in the in the freezer or the refrigerator that part is for chametz and part is for Pesach. You should, the entire area should be, go ahead and you seal off the medicine cabinet, period. You should not go to the medicine cabinet. What? What?
Yeah.
Frozen is not chametz. Don't worry about frozen. Frozen is not chametz thing. Chametz. I'm worried about, nervous about chametz. You might inadvertently come to take it. Yes. No. I understood. Yes. Frozen what? No. He's talking about vegetables, he said. He was talking about frozen vegetables.
Frozen dough.
No, so that's a problem. So that's it. It cannot be having one place you're going to have frozen dough and the other place you're going to have, you know, Pesach the Geshmura Matzah. Just find the plate. Get it. You know what you do? I'll tell you what you do. You find somebody's going away for Pesach, and you ask them to put away your thing. You know, there are people that don't sell chametz. You know what they do with their chametz?
They give it to me.
They destroy it. A lot of people have that minhag. A lot of people have the minhag that mamish chametz they don't sell. Before I left for Buffalo, I knew Rabbi Feinstein quite well. I met with him countless times, I know, 100 times I spoke to him. So I asked him to tell me certain things that I knew were going to be problematic. So I asked him, because he was a Rav. He was a Rashiv in Tiferes Yerushalayim, but for many years he was a Rav in Russia. As Rebbetzin always used to call him when I came to the house, she always used to address him the Rav. That's this title that she gave him. So she asked, the Rav will see you, or the Rav is available. He was the Rav. So I asked him about selling chametz. Should I encourage my balabatim to do what? To destroy it and get rid of it or this? He says, what do you think the mechira was made for? It was made for real chametz. Avada, you should sell it. But that means that it takes that responsibility to make sure that it's not really accessible. It should not be really, totally not available. Yes?
Yes, one was to say,
Listen, love designed. I want you to know, you have a refrigerator, it should be all Pesach thick. It shouldn't be part Pesach and part Chametz, period. That's it. Yeah, and I'm good to you, because other ones will say, just get rid of it. You know, destroy it. But there should not be Chametz in your refrigerator on Pesach. Right? It's not acceptable. Yes?
So conceptually, are cabinets different? If you have multiple cabinets in your kitchen.
Well, you have one cabinet, you hear? That's sealed. That whole cabinet is sealed. Not a shelf on that cabinet. You know what I mean? Don't have one shelf as chametz and one shelf as Pesach thing. I have no problem that there's one whole, you know, unit. You understand? What? And you seal it up, so that's it. I don't mind that the next one over there, because it's a unit unto itself. But not when you're opening up the cabinet that I have half of it is Pesach and half is Chometz. It doesn't sit lo nicholi. And Rabos, I've been very lenient with you all these years. I remember, you know, now they're coming around to my way of thinking. You remember I once told you you don't have to go ahead and line the shelves and the refrigerators? Do you remember I went out on a limb, Izzy, every year you come to this class, right? And now I see the books are coming around to my way of thinking. You know, it makes sense, Izzy, you know? But this I haven't yet abandoned. Like, there has to be a distinction in the place that you have things that you're using. This is Chometz and this is Pesach and this is Pesach. Just don't mix up these things together. In fact, you should know the halacha is very stringent about this. It says that you have to put it in a place and you have to and you have to go ahead and seal it, and the key you have to give away to somebody. There's an enormous amount. So, you know, we don't do all of those things. I can make you good and crazy, Rabota. You know, when you know there's other rabbon, and what they do is when they go and you sell you sell the thing or you go away for Pesach, and you know what the other rabbanim do when people go away for Pesach? They ask him to what? They ask him to take the key. Because if the guy really, whose chametz is it? The guy. So then what kind of a sale is it if he can't get into the house? One guy made me meshugah. Yeah, but Dafka wanted to go ahead and give me the key. I said, I don't need it. Made me crazy to take the key. I lost it over Halamai. I think I could find the next one. And yes. Well, salad dressing could be problematic. There's vinegar in it, there's this, you know what I mean? You want to be careful. And it what? You know, worst comes to worst. I want to just tell you. The salad dressing is not a new bottle, right? It's been used, right? Just get rid of it. You know what I mean? It's just, if it's a new bottle, so then you can put it away. But if it's not, what difference does it make? Vita, anybody have any other questions about this? Yes?
Different form.
Little problem, I don't know.
In the linen closet, I ask you that. If you take the top of the linen closet and you completely close it off.
That's not what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
That's no problem. Next. I said that before.
No.
No, medicine cabinets, everything is in one cabinet. Everything you open the door, you're in the medicine cabinet. He's not there.
But here, he only has.
He's putting away
that whole shelf. The rest of it is just linen.
You can't get the linen. The shelf, but the other one you could have. Vita. Yes. Anybody have any other questions? Okay. Kashering. Does anybody have any questions about kashering? You have to finish with kashering. Now, I'll just go through the things that are most important. People's questions that always ask. When you kasher, what kind of a pot do you kasher with? There is a minig that some people do what? They take the chometz stick a pot, and what do they do before they use it for kashering? They kasher it. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm going to be very good to you. I was good to you last year. I'm going to do it again for you. You don't have to kasher the pot before you do what? Before your kasher for Pesach. It means if you have silverware, take a regular chometz stick of pot. Make sure that it's perfectly what?
Clean.
Make sure it hasn't been used in what?
24 hours.
And then what do? Blow ahead, put hot water into it, boil it up, and put whatever you want in it. If it's your Kiddush cup, if it's your silverware, whatever it is, it's okay.
But the pot is still chometz.
The pot is chometz.
So when you finish it,
you put it away and it's fartik. That's it.
Okay.
Now, if you want to use that pot, you're going to have to kasher it for Pesach. When you kasher sinks, why do you got to just make sure that the sink before you kasher the sink. If it's a, what kind of a sink?
Metal.
How are you going to kasher a metal sink?
Eroy.
Boiling water. What is the one condition that you have to do before you kasher the sink? Make sure that it hasn't been used in what?
24
hours.
With hot.
With hot. You can use it with?
Cold.
Some people, what they do is they find the valve, and they make sure they shut it off 24 hours before in order they don't have a shiloh.
Yeah, but that doesn't solve the whole problem, because somebody could take the...
Pesach, whatever.
Say it again?
That chametz pot we use to kasher the bechers, you cannot pour that boiling water into the sink you want to kasher within that 24-hour time frame. No,
you don't want to do that within that 24-hour
right.
time. Don't call me up. Just don't let me know you've got a problem.
Right.
Houston, we've got a problem. And you know what you'll do then? Then you'll have to treat that the way you will a ceramic or an enamel sink. What do you do with an enamel sink?
Boiled.
You have to go ahead and do what you do, Eroy, trust on the side, Hayosetov, and you got to boil it. Okay? Understand? Sink. Refrigerator, what do you do? How do you kosher refrigerator? How do you prepare a refrigerator? Wash it down. Burners, what do you do, electric burner? Just put it on. What about the bottom part? Don't worry about it so much. You make sure that it's perfectly clean. Yes?
How long is it?
The burner, electric? Just until it gets red. That's it. Next. Back up the sink. That sounds good, yeah? Yeah. No, you can use a chametz sticker pot. Surely no different than you use one. Make sure it wasn't used 24 hours. It's no different than the silverware that you used in it to kasher. And if the silverware is going to go into your food, the sink is surely not going to go into your food. So if anything, the sink is even more lenient than is the what? Than is the silverware. And if it suffices for the silverware, it surely will suffice for that. Tov?
What do you think?
Good.
We just said
yes.
That you can't pour the boiling water after you, because the chametz, the silverware was in there or whatever.
I'm talking about it's 24 hours. It hasn't been used.
It hasn't been used 24 hours and it's perfectly clean.
Right. Next. Yes, Dan.
What about the range hood?
You should clean it out. Make sure that it's clean. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, could I ask you one today's question?
Yeah, I kashered stuff before, but I was kashered the Pesach.
You don't have to kasher that. That's a problem. You're going to kasher a Pesach the pot, you're going to have to re-kasher that.
So, you're going to pass.
Use a loose chametz sticker pot.
What if the pot used to pass?
What? So you should kasher it before Pesach. What? No, I don't think so. Yes?
By what time must kasher be finished?
The kasher, please, don't ask me that. Should be the end of the fourth hour, 10:45. But usually most people have finished kashering, you know. Yes? Yes, Stephen? Just wash it or I'll wash it down. Anything that you know that did not come in contact with chametz, don't worry about. Okay? Ice makers are fine. Just make sure you don't have to buy another ice maker. Yes, it gets...
You know those pump-pumps
that Yeah. It never comes in contact with chametz. The only problem you're going to have with that is if you use those pump-pumps, whatever pump-pots, whatever that is, you know, that's the thing. If you use it here with these tradition soups. Do you know what I'm talking about? No, people ask me about using these things at the office. So I say to them, you know, it's used for coffee, for hot water, So I ask him, forget about Pesach. I ask him, you know, you have to make sure that the people don't use it with treif. You understand? Because they can use it, you understand, to make these instant soups or what other things. Then you got a problem. So I just say that's the issue. Yes, Jack?
Ushering a Kiddush cup. Water,
if you know the Kiddush cup has never come in contact, but invariably it has come in contact with chametz. Yes, you wash it. After Shabbos, what do you think you do with it? You wash it, but if you knew, it's with hot water and chametz. How do you wash it? Do you put it in, what do you call it again? In the you know what I mean? The additional, you know, and where you put the where you put the. Dishes and everything, and you put in there the things. That's what I think. Yeah, 100%. Next. Yes. But also, the halacha brings down, even in the time Mishnah Berurah said, that in general we try to avoid kashering. And if one has the availability to buy new stuff, that they don't have to kasher matovu manoim. How better and preferable it would be. But nevertheless, for those that, you know, have difficulty and whatever else it is, then what do you call it again, that these kashering halachas obviously are appropriate. Yes?
Do you need to cover the walls behind the stove with aluminum foil?
No, why?
Some people say that food splashes up when it's cooking and therefore they have to be covered.
I don't think so. Just wash it down.
Okay.
Next.
Put away your microwave, right?
Microwave. Anybody have a problem with microwave? Anybody wants to add a kasher microwave? Jody, remember from all the years before? Just buy another one. I love my Bala Batim. Yes.
Yes.
Just buy another house. You know what I mean?
I wish I could do that too.
Yeah, microwaves are talking cheap. What? 100%. No problem. How do you kosher microwave is? You remember from the...
Boiling water in there?
You wash it out very well. You make sure it hasn't been used in what? You go ahead and do what? You put a cup into it, a styrofoam cup with what?
With water.
With boiling water. With water. Make sure that it what? That it boils off. Good? And you should try to replace the glass or put styrofoam over it. It's the glass bottom tray that goes around should not be used on the Pesach. Next.
I cover it with towel paper.
Don't you have to
okay.
Do this
once.
Then move it to another place and let
your
costume
go to
the place where it was sitting, where the cup
was sitting. Say it again? No, I don't think so.
He's covering it anyway.
Next. What? Nah, make sure it's clean. Don't have to worry about it. Self-cleaning oven, what do?
Turn
on a cycle. If it's not a self-cleaning oven, what do? Use easy off. You don't really have to wait 24 hours from the last time you used it. When you make hagolah, when you're using a pot, when you're using a what? You're using a sink, how long do you have to wait?
24 hours.
Why do you have to wait 24 hours? Because at the time the taste inside the wall should be what? Pogum. It should become what? Destroyed. It should become sour, putrid. But when you're talking about burning, Libor, torching, you don't have to wait 24 hours. How do you think all these big hotels, when they have to go ahead and come to an event, they go right in? You think they wait 24 hours? You tell the Hilton you can't have any event for 24 hours before. That'll be the end of all kosher events. It'll be prohibited financially. What do? They call the torch man. And he comes in and goes with the torch, and he doesn't have to wait 24 hours. Next. All right? Any other shaylos in halacha? Yes?
Gas.
15 minutes. Take a blech over it, a pot of water. Make sure that the pot has some water in it. It could be a chametz stick of pot, machnish m'shugah. And the only thing is, don't put 15 minutes on a pot that doesn't have any water, because you're going to have a lot more problems, you know what I mean? So you just go ahead and don't do four at the same time. You can put aluminum foil over it. You don't have to do, you understand, four at the same time. Do one, so you put a pot with water, put aluminum foil over it, 15 minutes, you got the whole job done. Make sure the thing on the bottom, the drip pan, is perfectly what? Clean. Next, what do you want to know? Broiler, don't go near a broiler. Don't dump that, you need libun gomer. You know what you also could do? You could take the grates
And when you self-clean your what? You self-clean your oven, take the grates. You understand if you have a what? A gas grates, yeah? Put it in the self-cleaning oven. And then it'll go ahead and do the thing. So, Kasha, don't put your silverware there. It could become discolored. All right? So, therefore, that should be a little bit more careful. Yes, Bracha? Boiling water where? No. That's not going to help. You're going to have to, the way it went in is the way it has to go out. Well, of course, it spills over, and therefore it goes on to the thing. So how did it go in with fire? How does it come out? Fire, next. The way it goes in.
I mean, you don't have to put it into the self-cleaning.
No. But the way it went in is the way it goes out, but therefore you can't go ahead and just do Hagolah on it. Next. Anybody have any questions about kashering? Anything you want to ask? Yes, Jack.
Is it possible to sell a fish tank?
Oh, fish tanks. Yes, to a guy?
Yeah, part of your mechira.
100, get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And give him the fish food and tell him it's yours and tell him you're an Orthodox Jew. You know, we got a nice guy across the street, you know, whenever I need him, you know, he's always there.
You should put it on our list.
And we get, the guy's name?
No, the fish tank.
The fish tank, all right. Yeah, the fish tank, you cannot have any benefit of chametz on Pesach. And the fish, yeah, nebuch on them, if you give them shmura matzah, they may not do well. So you go to him and you tell him your story. Tell him you're an Orthodox Jew. Tell him you're not allowed to have any chametz, and therefore over Pesach, and you hope he understands. But you're not telling him, I'm giving it to you, make sure you give it back to me after Yontif. That's no good. You're giving it to him. You can even give it to him as a gift. You don't have to sell it to him, Jack. Tell him, I'm giving you this gift over Pesach. He tell him there's a halacha Pesach, and I'm not allowed to have it. He'll understand what that means.
Okay, so it should not be listed with the rest of our
chametz. No, you don't want to list anything. That's no good. If you want to list it, you can list it. You take the fish food and put it with all the other chametz. That's fine. But what if they're going to eat for 8 days, the fish?
What?
Freeze-dried worms. I have no problem. But anything that you can sell, 100%. My suggestion is that people that have need of giving their animals or pets chametz, the way to do it is literally to give it to them. What would you do if you found chametz on Chol HaMoed in your house? What do you do? Say it again. Say it again. Beer means what? No. No.
You better not. You got to put it away.
Why can't you burn it on Chol HaMoed? Now, pay the youngest if you can't, but you can't burn it on Chol HaMoed. Why? Who does it belong to?
The guy.
That's right. How's that, huh? That's good. It's not yours. What do you mean you're burning it? You sold it to him. It wasn't the Mechira. You sold all the chametz that you had in your possession.
You didn't
designate on my star. You want to write on the star every little ounce and bit of chametz that you have? You have a general idea and you say, all the chametz that's in the house I'm selling. This is all part of your chametz. So you have a granola bar. Ooh, I found a granola bar. I'm going to go ahead and destroy the granola bar. You're very nice. Yeah, it's his chametz you destroyed. So you go ahead and put it away. You put it in a thing and you put it away. And then, you know, look like this. And then, you know what I mean? A chap, huh? Isn't that true? I just thought of me.
Also, the typical thing when you get in the mail.
Mail. You don't want to know it. There is somebody, there is a conspiracy against Orthodox Jews. Why they're selling, giving cereal boxes always on Yontif. Pesach, they're giving, I don't know who is conspiring against us. If it comes in the mail, don't take it in. Yeah? Just let it there. I don't want it. If they put it through the mail slot, what do you say? I don't want to know nothing from this. This is not mine. Kick it out and goodbye.
Okay, now
next.
Here's another one.
Next.
With the newspaper.
The newspaper.
The other morning I got chametz in the newspaper.
How?
They put it in the plastic now. I didn't see it till I brought in the newspaper.
That's
what happens if I bring in the newspaper?
You don't want it.
So what do I do with it?
Throw it out. not yours, and throw it out. Next. Next. A what? Toaster oven, get rid of it. Put it away with your chametz. Get rid of it with your chametz. Next. Hey, not in your garbage can. Throw it down the sewer. Next. Put a styrofoam thing over the glass. A styrofoam, Oh, remove the glass and put a styrofoam thing in the middle.
Towel paper is very good.
All right.
It's thin.
Yeah, that's what I mean, paper towel.
The what? Yep, you can put styrofoam into it. No problem. Next. Anything else about kashering? Yes.
But that goes back a long way.
Put it wherever your chametz is. Don't you have a place? What? Dishwasher, the Akasha dishwashers?
No.
No. All right. What else do you want to know about? Anything?
Well, I have a problem. It might not apply to other people.
All right. You can ask. Maybe if you... Oh, I'm very upset about that. What do you... I knew somebody's going to ask that. And I knew if there was any one person that had it, was you. I know my customers. I just didn't want to, I get it. I know my customers. So good. That's a very difficult shiloh. That's like a Corningware type of a thing.
Yeah,
it turns red hot, doesn't it, that part? Only the part that's directly over it turns red hot. That part that's directly over that you can use. The other part you can't use, you have to make sure that no chametz sticker pots, nothing gets near there. If you can, you should try to get something that elevates it above. Because I'm just afraid, I'll tell you what might happen. You'll have something that spills over, and the water is going, you understand, not only from the part that's directly over the heated part, but creates a certain amount of condensation over the other area as well. And so it becomes connective. Whereas if you had a little bit of a trivet or something, you understand, that just a little bit higher, it would remove any issue or problem or shiloh. If you could cover it with something, matova manoim would be even better. I don't know. Somebody told me, you can't. I told this woman in shul, one of our women that's not here now, I don't know. She told me she bought one of these houses that had one of these things, and then I told her, go ahead and put boiling water over the rest of the area. And all the books say, don't do that, because it could crack it.
Yeah.
It did, and she did it.
And it cracked it.
It did not. What are you talking about? Well, I would never tell the story if it cracked it. Sugar? Never tell the story if I cracked it. It's crazy.
So can you do that?
Yeah. Put the boiling water. That's for sure the boiling. Why could you do the boiling water? Because how did it become chametz at worst, Al? Something spilled over. The way it spilled over is the way that I'm going to kosher it.
But what about the actual element itself underneath the...
No problem. Nothing
that.
No, you don't have to kosher that. That you just turn on. It becomes red hot.
There's no direct contact, though.
It's flat.
It's flat.
It's covered by the wet thing.
Oh, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's flat. It's beautiful. It's just keep your hand away. It's mamish.
For when things we turn on to get red hot, it doesn't have to be on for any particular period of time?
No, just as soon as it gets red hot, it's good. How are you going to do the faucets?
Eroy,
boiling water, put over the faucets, make sure it's clean. Filter, let it be, make sure it's boiling, put the water through it. Next, what do you want to know about? Anything can I help you with now? Yes? Millet is chametz, to my knowledge, yes. So you got to sell the birds and sell the chametz and get rid of it and go give it to somebody that's not Jewish.
What if the bird will take matzah?
The bird will take matzah. That's fine. But if he won't take matzah.
Shmura matzah.
Shmura matzah, yeah. 18 minutes shmura matzah. Yes, anybody have any other shilas? Anything you want to know about the Seder? Anything that you want to know? Yes. Should what? Said the Afikoman should be before Chatzos.
I think they have to be Coleman, I would be concerned about.
What's the earliest?
If it is, but if you don't finish it by then, so then you just go on. That's all. I just want to just tell you something that I just wanted to just go over something that was just interesting that I took note. I saw this here. About dilution of wine. Some people have difficulty drinking wine. So if you can dilute it. Some people you can dilute it. So let me just go through the formula that he wrote here, this which is interesting. If wine has 12% alcohol content, you want to not have the alcohol content go below 4%. So that would mean if it's a 12% alcohol content, every bottle tells you how much percent it has. So then if you want to have a 12% alcohol content, you can make one-third wine, a third grape juice, and you can have a third water.
About one-third,
you can have one-third wine and two-thirds grape juice. In other words, there is a special mitzvah to have wine on the night of Pesach. And therefore, you do whatever is possible in order to maintain some presence of wine, yeah, if you can. If you can't do four, do the first one. Do the kosher kiddush, okay? It doesn't preclude that if you do one, that you can't, you know, that you can't do all four, that you can't do one. If you have wine that's 8%, what do? You have half wine, right? And then you have either half grape juice, or you have half water or half grape juice. What? A schlivovitz? Yes, that's fine. That's terrific. All right? All your preparations for the Seder should be done what? Before the yontif. In other words, the salt water, the haroses, the checking, and the bugs, and the this. You know what I'm saying? All of this thing should be done before. Anybody want to know anything about shiurim? Anybody wants to know about any measurements? You want to know anything about matzah? You want to know that if you have a matzah, somebody called me up a shiloh tonight, and they said, I think they're expecting, and then they told me that they don't feel they're going to be able to be yotzei the mitzvah matzah. They feel that there's no room. You know what that means, no room? I didn't know either. They just said there was no room. And I said, it's not going to go in. So I said, why can't I? So I said, if it can't go, what are we going to do with the mitzvah? So I said, I'm not ready to give away the mitzvah matzah. The doraisa. Am I right? Women of mitzvah. Right? I'm an advocate for the women. So I said, how much matzah are we talking about? You know, so the husband piles up the matzah. Yeah? I said, a hand matzah. Even less than a quarter of a hand matzah you can be yotzei the mitzvah with. Less than a quarter of a hand matzah you can be yotzei the mitzvah. And that shmura hand matzah. Even a little less than a quarter you could be. I once took it to my Rebbe. I said, what's a kezias? Give me a piece. Broke it up. That's what it looks like.
A quarter of a round?
A quarter of a round. Well, of course, we have machmir that we have two kizaisim, right, and a half for the afikomen, and a quarter for the korech. But that, you know, when you have difficulty eating it, you find the heterim. You find ways in which the halacha can be met in a responsible fashion. And if you have a machine shmura, it's a third. A third of a machine shmuri can be yotzei, even a little less than that. Not a problem.
Rabbi Italian, I've seen so many different definitions in ounces.
Whatever you use for wine, it really does, you know, so it's, you know, what?
Five two, or three.
No, not five. It's 3.3, 2.8. You can use 2.8. The smaller the cup, the better. Because the halacha in grunt means the halacha in essence is that if you can, you should drink the whole cup.
Or rove.
Yeah, and with the Eved, you understand, you have to have a rove. Not rove revius, but it should be rove of the cup you should drink. So don't take this humongous 10-ounce cup. Looks very nice, you know, somebody did you a favor, and he brought you a kosher Eliyahu, you know, and you fill it up. You know what I mean? That was no mitzvah he did for you. Get these little cups. Yeah, 3 ounces, 4-ounce cups, you know, glass ones, and then you can drink it, and you can drink the whole thing if possible. And you try to drink it, you know, in one or two gulps. It doesn't have to be, you know, a whole drawn-out process. How long does it take to eat the matzah? How long? Preferably to have a shear of 2 minutes. If you have two kizeis and four,
If not, you have up to how much time to do it? You have 18 minutes, not nine.
Nine
for one kizayis, nine for another, 18 minutes together. So therefore, there's enough room for it to go down, Rabbosai. It's not a big problem. The halacha, you know, works that out. Yes, what could I do for you?
When you said before about the least minimum you have at the masa, is that each time or is it one the whole night?
No, each time. So it's a little bit less than a quarter for the first time, a little less makorech, a little less papikomen. Yes?
For the arba kaitis, can you start with a larger kiddush cup and then move for your second, third, and fourth into smaller cups?
If you, as long as you feel you can do it, but you should take... you should try to finish the cup, but you can change cups the whole night. You can have 100% change sizes. You can have different colors on the cups, you know, one time green, one time brown, whatever it is, Rabbosai. It's all fine. Yes, what can I do? Yes, you should buy eggs before. Milk, if you're not using Chol of Yisrael. If you're not using Chol of Yisrael, the mini gets to buy it before Pesach. So it's bottle. Next, what can I tell you? What do you want to know? Anything you want to know?
Orange
anything
juice.
About orange juice? They say today better to buy it with a heksha.
That's what I heard.
It's interesting. I saw that written down with a heksha. So today, yeah, so look, what? You said other places I saw that also, so I don't know. I don't know what changed.
All right.
It used to be good. What else could I tell you anything about? Do you want to know about? Anything you want to know about? Yes.
Purchasing milk
and eggs. You do it before Yontif. Those are the two things you buy before Yontif.
And that should be enough for the
entire Yontif? Oh, yeah, that's not a problem. Next, what can I tell you?
What are the things that you could buy without?
Oh, they're a list. They have things. I just, you know, I don't want to go, you know, because you have to get the books, you know what I mean, that they have all of those things, you know. Sugar you could get, you know. There are things that, you know, trying to... Next. The Vatakashras, the books now, there are so many different things,
yeah,
you know. I used to make sheets, but everything's available now in the stores, Rabbosai. Why do I have to do that for you? You know, but I just want you to know I did do one favor for you this year that I did for you last year, and I'll just give this out to you. These are the places that you're allowed to buy after Pesach without a problem. Besides the council-supervised stores, these are the stores in our community. There's only one that I haven't checked out yet, and that's certain place gourmet. But other than that, you can pass it around, and I hope if there are not enough, so I don't know, somebody should, Jody, you'll maybe photostat, okay? Take it out, I apologize, okay? Just I had to do it quick on the run. Finished all my research before Pesach, before the class, to make sure that this is done for you. It has a service to the community and the Rabbinical Council of Greater Washington. If you have any further shilas, any questions, please feel free to call. I thank you very much for your attendance and participation. And mir tashem yishav achai kosher v'sameach afrei l'chin yantiv.
Post this
on the website. For the
Go take it, do it. Yeah, whoever does it.
Last year you had BJ's on here. Did you check it out or you didn't check it out?
Okay. BJ?
BJ's Wholesale. It's like a Costco.
You're just calling the vibe. I may not remember.
Okay.
And we'll have a check.
All right.
Okay. Of course, I took it from my list last year and we went over again.
Do I need to give you BJ's phone number?
If it was last year, it must be on my master list.
Okay. I never had a person think I have one. Now I have to,
you have to
line
put,
it.
You have to line it with a...
And
no, you'll use new contact paper. Contact paper, that's the way. Or, see, aluminum foil, I'm afraid that it can break through.
Okay.
Unless you can make with such thick, you know, that it won't, that's fine. It's going, right, that's
but
it,
that's
fine.
All that
that's
microphone.
All. Next. I'm sorry.
That's
thank
it.
You. Thank you very much.
Quickly. I need to review.